is a handful, and Jenny's been through a lot with him. Earl is a lot like his daddy.
That's Ethel May, played by Wrangell pastor Sue Belita. Belita studied theater in college, but this is her first time back on stage. Ethel is the heavy drinking but doting mother of her married son.
She's described, I think, very accurately as a hoot. And so I work very hard to live up to that description.
Rumor has it her son has been unfaithful, so his wife's three best friends try to stop her from doing something drastic.
Honey, we are all on your side.
I don't need anybody on my side. I am my own country.
That's Jenny McKenzie, a wealthy, middle-aged Southern woman who lives in Wilkesboro, North Carolina, played by Tyla Nelson. Jenny's friends do their best to support her as her world starts to unravel.
She's a super fun character to play. She's angry, which I am not normally an angry person, so that's kind of a fun departure. But this accent is probably the hardest part for me because, I don't know, you want to do it justice.
Nelson says being part of the show has been rewarding after 2 months of rehearsals.
It's always such an enjoyable experience. I love coming out for community theater for that reason. The connections that you make, the people that you meet, the friendships that grow. It's the best part of being in an group like this.
The cast mentions Gone with the Wind's Scarlett O'Hara often, and though the story is set in the early 2000s, one scene has the woman dressing up as Scarlett herself. Joan Sargent, one of the costume coordinators, says that moment took special planning, but even throughout all the other scenes, it was important to use a broad range of colors and styles to match each personality. She recalls when actress Adrienne McLaughlin first wore one of the dresses.
I think when Adrienne came out in the frilly white dress with the big hat, those hats with the side bow that Scarlett's famous for, everybody just, oh my gosh, that's it.
Sargent says it's the finished work that audience members are in awe of that keeps her coming back to costuming.
They all will talk to me about and say, well, wow, how'd you do that costume? Or, well, that costume was so cool. And that does drive me to step to the next one and look forward to the next play.
Kristen DeBoard co-directs the production. She's been involved with community theater for most of her life, and this play has a personal connection.
I just know the playwright personally, and it's a hilarious play.
And were you in it before?
I was not. I think I was in high school when it came out. So I saw it as a high schooler, and I just remember it being funny.
She says the small cast worked really hard over the past couple months, and she's proud of them.
It's a blast. I love small cast shows because we really become a family. And it's very different than a musical. There's no choreography and music that we have to focus on, so we really get to focus on, like, the humor.
Opening night, a dinner theater performance, sold out. This was the first time the Wrangell Theater Company put on a dinner and show combo. The meal was even inspired by what was served in the play. And if early reviews on social media are any sign, audiences are calling the Scarlett O'Hara complex both hilarious and unforgettable. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.
One of the signs of arsenic is the smell of almonds on the victim's breath.
What else?
Headaches, nausea, dizziness, and projectile vomiting.